Hello, this is Maren Schmidt, and welcome to See It in Your Child, where you'll get time-tested techniques and proven child development principles, the Kids Talk way. Do you ever worry about selecting the right gift for the special people in your life? Let's take a few minutes to consider gifts that are free, yet priceless. Here are some gifts we can give our children and anyone we care about, gifts that can only come from the heart. The present of listening. How do we really listen to those around us? Do we turn off our cell phones, the television, and the computer? Do we give our complete attention to the person talking to us? Are we thinking in terms of the other person's interests, dreams, and disappointments? Can we refrain from judging the other person? Do we ask questions to help us deepen our understanding? Do we stop ourselves from telling a story about what happened to us? Do we sincerely try to understand the other person's point of view? When we can, that's the present of listening. The present of good humor. Laugh and the world laughs with you. So, clip the comics, learn to share a joke or two. Tell a few funny stories on yourself. Smile to lighten up a room. Spread laughter because laughter is the theme of a heavenly chorus. The present of tenderness. It is with small actions that we are remembered. The touch of tenderness comes from the heart and can express what perhaps 1,000 words cannot. A hug, a kiss, a pat on the back, a touch of the hand, a cup of coffee, cookies and milk. These tiny gestures show the love we have for family and friends. The present of appreciation. Being able to offer sincere gratitude is a gift. Give a compliment to someone for the work they have done. A few words such as, "What a great meal," "Thanks for setting the table," or "I appreciate your kindness" can brighten anyone's day. The present of sharing. Do something that lets others know that you are thinking of them. Growing up, my mom would ask me if I would like to split a stick of chewing gum with her. To me, that simple act of offering to share a stick of gum communicated a lot of love and thoughtfulness. The present of a handwritten note. In today's world of emails, texts, and more, the handwritten note becomes deeply personal. Your handwriting reflects your personality and sends a nonverbal message that is difficult to duplicate. Seeing my dad's handwritten notes in the books he left me is a gift that continues to give every time I read his script or doodles. The present of being alone. As much as we like to be with other people, at times being by ourselves is a wonderful gift, a true care package. Be aware that an incredible gift for family and friends may simply be to let them have some time alone to rest and rejuvenate. Time alone helps us recharge and refill our love buckets. The present of a positive attitude. There's enough doom and gloom in the world. We don't need to bring a rain cloud to the party. Help others see the beautiful, the hopeful, and the wonderful in the world around them. These simple and free acts of giving become the jewels that shine throughout our lives, placed in the velvet boxes of our memory. Our loving presence is our priceless present. Time to put this into action. What priceless presents do you plan to give? Make a comment below and let me know. For more put it into action ideas, head on over to MarenSchmidt.com, where you have a lot of resources available as a Kids Talk reader. Until next time, this is Maren Schmidt, wishing you joyful work with children.